Last year, I was in Sri Lanka for a family trip, just around the time when India were to play Pakistan in the Asia Cup. But rain caused chaos, forcing us to return. I was there with my son, who was looking forward to his first visit to a cricket stadium, reminisces Anirban Sengupta, an India fan, embodying a curious mix of enthusiasm and resignation, hailing from Abu Dhabi. It was quite the experience, really. There we were, in Colombo and M-Dash, living our best lives as first-time parents, when rain decided to play spoil sport. My son takes immense interest in this game too, and so does my wife. This is my 9th time watching an India match live, and first time with my son and wife together. As NRIs, we cling to anything that is even remotely related to our home country. Pakistan skipper Fatima Sana in action, pick. Ethereal PCB, X, present in the stands that fateful day, when India were bowled out for 266 in 48.5 overs, was Imtiaz Qureshi, another India supporter from Sharjah. My wife is a Pakistani, I'm an Indian living here since 4 years. We only got married last year, and went to Sri Lanka for our honeymoon. I had the absolute pleasure of attending that match with my wife, but we could not watch it entirely. India played well, but she was disappointed that she could not watch her team bat. Had this tournament happened in Bangladesh, we would not have been able to attend it. Just when it was shifted to Dubai, I bought the tickets to both games, Pakistan vs Sri Lanka and India, and surprise her, he says, and tonight, it is my time to treat her to dinner because India won. I sometimes tease her saying, and LS quo. I could lose all my money treating you for life, chuckles. Probably, there will come a time when she would return the favor, chuckles. The better team won today, India needed this win. When asked if he would attend any more India matches, he replied, yes, I have one more ticket left. Would not want to miss the Australia game for the world, but this time my wife would not accompany me. One may expect the air to be undoubtedly thick with proclamations about how an India-Pakistan encounter transcends the mere act of playing cricket. Some may wax poetic, insisting that this rivalry is akin to a matter of an LS quo, life and death, as if the fate of nations hinges on the outcome of a game played with bat and ball. Others, in an impressively theatrical manner, may argue that it is even more significant than that, elevating the stakes to the level of a Shakespearean tragedy. In the end, it is just cricket. But if you ask the fans, it is everything but that, or is it any longer? Did Sunday's group stage contest really live up to the legendary hype that comes with any India-Pakistan game? And once again, Pakistan's mediocrity shone through against India. At times, India made their neighbors look somewhat competent, but honestly, they were lackluster as well. It is not only with the women's team, but the men's team also. India-Pakistan does not have the charm it once had. Now it's some runs here and there, a few wickets, and match over. India wins by this many runs and hell up, same result every time. Pakistan cricket is on the decline since a few years, Sengupta adds, for India-Pakistan rivalry to maintain its allure, Pakistan need to step up their game. Without genuine competition, what even is a rivalry? Even a mediocre Indian side were good enough to secure the win in the end. If it had been any other team besides Pakistan, India might have faced a real challenge. After a while, the Sengupta's and Qureshi's will tire of one-sided matches and start taking them for granted. The India-Pakistan contest, particularly in women's cricket, is rapidly devolving into an overhyped spectacle that the cricket world could easily do without. Any India-Pakistan match, be it any sport, is about a country uniting for a sport. There is no religion or politics, it only reinforces our identities as Indians or Pakistanis. In the end, only cricket wins. And this is for any other game, not when India only plays Pakistan, says Qureshi. If you talk about lopsided contests, I am sure, as fans, no one would enjoy watching them. I hope Pakistan find form and rhythm before it is too late. India have one of the best cricket teams in the world, and it is no wonder they always come out all guns blazing when it truly matters the most. In sports, there are bad and good days. They were not at their best against New Zealand, but this, the win against Pakistan, is only the beginning. Let this be the year where we have two World Cup trophies. This team has the ability to do so. Disclaimer: the views expressed here are the author's personal views and do not represent the views of Midday.